This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Recreational facilities, movie theaters, and flea markets are also directed to close by virtue of an order that will be effective tomorrow.
New Mexico joins the list that nobody really wants to happen. That is the one that we're in right now, COVID-19. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks for tuning in. And if you're here for the first time, well, welcome. So New Mexico's Governor Michelle Lujan Grissom authorized $3.25 million for the coronavirus emergency. They've got 17 confirmed New Mexico virus cases. So the conversation there is about what it is, like I said, everywhere else. The party went remote. So stay at home, work from home, limited exposure. That's what's being said. Life and death issues at play. People should stay home. Hashtag stop trying to kill us. It's hard to wrap your mind around it. And we've had this discussion about the beaches in Florida and the partiers, the spring breakers. I just had this conversation with somebody in South Florida. And lo and behold, one of my favorite beaches ever, it's Clearwater Beach, really super big beach. And if you go there at the right time of year, there's not as many humans invading it. Well, guess what? The humans invaded it so much so that they decided we're going to close it on Monday. But the question becomes, wait, we still have a lot of time between now and Monday. Why aren't they closing it now? And in New Mexico, they're not waiting. Granted, it's not beaches, but state museums, historic parks, cultural institutions, boom, boom, boom. Even the Rail Runner Express train. I used to take the Rail Runner Express train because I used to live in New Mexico. Beautiful place to live. But like everyone else, it's not about that anymore. It's about protecting your fellow human being because you may feel healthy and virile and wonderful, but what could you pass on to somebody else? Social distancing is the norm. And it's starting to have an impact on a lot of people. Are you feeling cabin fever yet? I have friends that are getting in cars and just driving around. I'm just going to get in my car and drive around. Kind of like they're in Jurassic Park, and I'm going to look out the window. And I might not see those prehistoric creatures, but it all seems so fuzzy to me. Oh, we used to live a different life. Seriously. You have things like Jimmy Fallon doing his talk show from home, his little girls in the background running around, because it's not safe to go to work for anyone, especially when you're talking about lots and lots of different people. Smaller crews, a different story. Bigger crews, it becomes that much more imperative that if you can have people working from home, that's exactly what you want to do. So we hope, and this is the message that keeps getting pushed out there, even from the Italians who put together a little video and sent it out. It went out on Twitter and Instagram and some other social media ways it was pumped out, saying, you don't want to live this. This is how I look today. You should have seen me last week. Trying to warn that it seems like everything's okay, but what you're doing now will affect you ultimately. And it's about flattening the curve. The president keeps talking about it day in and day out. He's bombarded with questions from White House reporters who are sitting apart and get their temperature taken every single time they come in to the White House. And why is that? U.S. cases soared to 8,700. Desperate measures. Ted Cruz self-quarantined himself, the senator from Texas, and here's what he had to say.
I feel great. I feel strong. I spent 10 days in self-quarantine, was at home, was in my living room, working at home, and so on the phone, on email, on internet. But it's good to be back in the Senate.
All right, so he did that himself, knowing that it was dangerous and feeling like he was exposed, so he didn't want to do that to his family. And, you know, you've got other members of Congress, like Congressman Ben McAdams, who's tested positive for the virus, and also Mario Diaz-Balart also testing positive. So we're seeing this, whether it's Kevin Durant in the NBA or people who represent us. Nobody's immune to this thing. That's why, again, it becomes about personal responsibility. So what's the latest from D.C.? Well, we have the president signing the coronavirus relief legislation into law. Also telling the world that, and us in the United States, that there's contingency plans for the coronavirus lasting 18 months or longer. Boy, we don't want to hear that, do we? Everybody wants a date. When is it over? When is it going to be over? So there is, again, this new law that should kick in that will return or give money to people, depending on what bracket you're in, if it all goes through Congress, $1,000 in April and then another $1,000 in May. And again, that depends on your household and a few other factors as well. But this coronavirus relief package does include provisions for free testing for COVID-19 and paid emergency leave. Now, the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and some other Senate Republicans were critical of the House passed legislation, but they emphasized it's urgent to get relief to the American people amid the coronavirus. And that's where we're at. This is, hasn't passed yet, but it's expected to go through, which then would release those funds that I brushed over. The fact that probably some of you listening, maybe many of you listening, unless you make $1 million, you would likely get something back from the government. You would get a check from the government. It's not back so much as you would get something. So the virus has infected more than 200,000 people. It's killed more than 8,000 people and growing as this leaves my lips. That's the beauty of the show being live. There's probably more. In China, they have seen the reverse. So they reported zero domestic infections for the first time since the virus outbreak began. How about that? So we got the stimulus package that's happening. And, you know, the stimulus package, once it goes through, it is pretty intense, but it's, I think, necessary as we watch what's happening on Wall Street. Because remember, I say it all the time, it's like standing at the craps table and the dice aren't being rolled in our favor. That's just there's no screaming at this craps table except for in horror as we're just shrieking. My friends who have worked so hard, because most of them aren't bloody rich, I have a few of those, but most fall into the middle category where they've worked hard to get to where they are. Their 401ks sinking by the minute, faster than the city of Venice in Italy. Hang with us. Coming up, you'll hear from some people infected and what that was like. Stay with us.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeaBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
I have systematically infected members of three different Abrahamic faiths. Just through the day and a half I was in the office, just through cash, and I was doing social distancing and all that, but still there are over 30 people who got infected, or at least exposed to it, and are now quarantined.
I started to feel feverish and not really, you know, just feeling like I was coming down with something, and by the time I got home that night, probably, you know, 6 p.m., I had a fever of 99. And by the time I fell asleep and then woke up at 3 a.m., I was really in distress. It was really a struggle. When I was inpatient in the hospital, they ran a whole bunch of tests and they did all of the things. And then they did services to try to make me comfortable. But they were pretty honest in saying that there just really wasn't a whole lot they could do. So I really just had to kind of battle out the fever and battle out how I felt.
Two different stories in a sea of all kinds of stories out there. First, you heard the Reverend Elnaz, who returned from a trip to Spain and learned that he had COVID-19. And you heard how he spread it and he was practicing social distancing. Warren Buffett's daughter, Susie, was exposed to the virus, but she said she had no physical contact with the Reverend during a meeting, but did sit a few feet away. So perhaps that's how she got it. Wow. And this is the way it spreads. And this is somebody who tried very hard. Amy Driscoll from Ohio, that was who you just heard there, a mom from a small town recovering from the virus. And she said she knew she was in trouble. You heard her. She woke up. It was 3 a.m. She was having trouble breathing. Ooh, that is so scary to me, because I think so many of us have in our mind that this is for old people, this hits old people, I'm going to dance on the beach, I'm 22, I'm invincible. Who says you are? So she's 48, and she first thought it was the flu. She felt run down, feverish, sounds familiar, but she was worried. Then she said a racing heart, a terrible headache, and a hard cough came on very fast. Even when she was hospitalized for pneumonia, she was not thinking this was the coronavirus. This isn't COVID-19. But guess what? It is COVID-19. It's a respiratory illness with symptoms similar to those of the flu, fever, cough, shortness of breath. In Ohio, at least 37 people infected. Because remember, we don't know with the lack of testing and all of that. But I don't know about you. I wouldn't like to see my temperature get up over to 100 and beyond and then struggle to breathe. And it feels like pneumonia. We hear that over and over and over again. So she was having pain. She was admitted into the hospital. She was isolated. They ran an IV for fluids, took a CAT scan of her chest to check for pneumonia. They did everything they could think of. This is the problem. And one by one, negative, negative, not the flu, not the flu, not strep. There was no bacteria. They couldn't find it. And then finally, finally, she got the test, and lo and behold, that's exactly what it was. And how did she get it? How did she fall ill with this? And she talked about the fact that, you know, she was at a Cavaliers game. Ding, ding, ding. NBA. She was at a Cavaliers game on March 7th. Her ex-husband recently traveled to Germany. But still, they don't know if that's what happened, if somehow she connected to the virus there. She has no idea. She's exhausted still, but doing better. So what is the message? The message is you do not know. And she did put out on her Facebook this post. So for all the non-believers and those who are not taking this seriously, you could be listening to me in Montana, Wyoming, New Orleans, Portland, Tucson, Arizona. If you need to know someone has been diagnosed with COVID-19 while you're reading this, you know me, Amy Brock. I am Summit County case number 2. She said, again, I became sick quickly. I felt run down, feverish. By the time I got home, my fever spiked. I was uncomfortable, headache, cough, all that stuff. I fell asleep. The heart was racing. 48 years old. Healthy otherwise. Not thinking that's what it is. And now, of course, the isolation. Just like the Reverend who was worried about it and purposely made sure he did social distancing. But the stats are scary as to how long this sits out there on surfaces in the air. And when Manchore comes on, we're going to talk about that because we have a little research for you, some factoids that are real that I think could make the hair on the back of your neck, frankly, you know, that old expression, rise. Yes. This is what we're living with, absolutely. In this country and in other countries, the same thing. I wish I could give you brighter, cheerier news. We are going to bring back the joke of the day in our next show. I try so hard to tell good jokes. I may have some comedian friends on. We're going to inject some levity into the situation, if you will. My name's Kate Delaney, and welcome to the show if you've never been here before. You can always flip me your thoughts two ways. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or send me an email. A lot of people on this show send me emails by the truckloads. KateDelaneyRadio.com, just click on contact, and that's how you can get in. Bada bing, just like that. So we've got two members of Congress, if you're keeping track, who now have the virus. And for the rest of us, here is something scary as our Italian friends try to warn us. The coronavirus death toll increased by 475 on Wednesday. That's the largest daily increase recorded in any country. They keep climbing. New York State has more confirmed cases than all but 10 countries in the world. The U.S. Air Force's National Guard unit has transported 500,000 swabs, these nasal swabs for the coronavirus test from Italy to Memphis. That's good news. That's according to the Pentagon. But again, worldwide, cases of the novel coronavirus have topped 200,000. Good news, well, Italy, it's awful news. In China, if you watch their curve, zero new infections. Zero new infections. So it's important to pay attention to what's happening there. A couple other quick hits on this thing. An Amazon warehouse employee tested positive. So now there's concerns about package delivery with millions of people quarantined inside their houses. Two office workers at the company's Seattle headquarters, of course, had tested positive for the virus. But now you've got this worker who came down with it in the company's facility in Queens. So there's a big red flag there. And then you have a lot of misinformation out there. So Twitter is cracking down on content that contradicts health authorities. That's good. There are more tech giants trying to combat that misinformation about the pandemic. Ugh, what a shock. A big change of pace for us all, huh? So they're going to work with what they're calling trusted partners, government, public health authorities, to review the info. That's what they're saying. Facebook is saying the same thing. Coming up next week, I'm going to talk to the head of health for Facebook, head of the whole thing, head of health for Facebook about this very thing. What are they doing? What about health? All that kind of stuff, you know, with social distancing and all of that. So we'll have even more specifics about social media. In the meantime, believe it or not, life sort of goes on because this is our new normal, and it is very strange. So much of what occupies our mind, not surprisingly, is what's happening with the virus. Do you know anyone who has it? How's your family? Are you talking to your friends? Do you feel isolated? Can you work? Are you in and out in this small situation where it's possible? And of course, more stores cutting back hours. It's really tough to kind of get away from all of that. And you can't go and do what you would normally do entertainment-wise. So everybody who smarts off about sports, boy, wouldn't they like to be at some sort of game right now? Or going to see maybe a flick that's kind of average in a movie theater with some really good buttered popcorn. But you can't do that. No, instead, right and left, of course, all of that canceled, canceled, and then canceled again. You know what the good news is? You can plan for some awesome trip once you get back on your feet and the virus is behind us, provided you can save the money. So, Manchur coming up next.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More roller coasters on Wall Street. The Dow fell more than 1,300 points. Analyst Eugene Peroni.
I think that the market has probably reacted a bit in expectation that this is going to cause a very significant slowing, which some would say is a recession that's already in the works.
The Pentagon is stepping up its efforts to combat the coronavirus. military transport aircraft have moved at least a half a million test kits to various locations around the country. Two military ships will head to locations where doctors are inundated with virus cases, and the Air and Army National Guard are now assisting in 23 states. Also, the fate of the Summer Olympics is still unsure. Olympic officials and host Japan have continued to say they will go ahead on July 24th. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
My world is with us. He joins us each and every week, Manshore. And I'll tell you what, he and I have been on and off taking breaks, watching some decent documentaries, that kind of thing, taking a break from the tube when we have that time, which we don't necessarily have a lot of time because he helps prep for the show and stuff. But we are on top of what's going on with COVID-19. And, Paul, somebody from Amazon, their Queens facility, came down with COVID-19. And that's pretty scary. And I think the reason that it's scary is because of a stat that you and I saw when we were watching the news. And what did we learn from this? It was from the New England Journal of Medicine. And I checked there the other day and I didn't see this, but then it was actually posted. So this is real news. And how long and how can you get the virus?
I must say, before I go on, out of all the journals of medicine worldwide, the New England Journal of Medicine is my favorite. So, but in all seriousness, the COVID-19 stability, this is kind of scary. It can last, and this is why it is so bad. It can last 3 hours in the air, 4 hours on copper surfaces, 24 hours on cardboard, and 2 to 3 entire days on plastic and stainless steel. That is no joke, folks.
So, folks, I love that accent. So the cardboard, now you've got people delivering packages, which is what I said to you. So you can get takeout, but people's hands are on that, unless they're wearing gloves from the time they open the bag, make it, and all that stuff. And you know, we could say, oh, that's overkill, but then look what's happening. Somebody that works at Amazon is delivering packages. And you said this to me because we have some things that are arriving from Amazon, and usually it seems like Jeff Bezos just throws it to our house, including the all-important teepee, since all of our neighbors hoarded the teepee. We couldn't find any. We had to order it on Amazon.
In the words of Beavis and Butthole, I won't repeat them. But, yes, for our nether regions, we have an order. And anywhere from the 18th to the 20-something, we're supposed to get toilet paper, and we ordered it like 4 or 5 days ago. So, yeah, they're saying now at Amazon they're limiting shipments of non-essential items to their warehouses so they can get essential things shipped out in the time that they promised that I paid for on my Prime delivery for my $50 worth of toilet paper.
I know, how crazy is that, but what are we going to do? We're held hostage by it. You go to the store, and they're limiting what people can pick up now, but when they get between, when they get shipments, if you're not in there right at the right moment, you won't get the stuff. So today I was shopping around just for a few quick things, and I'm doing my part to completely stay inside, so I was avoiding all people. But we couldn't find meat anywhere, and yes, we are not vegan. So I went to Target. They have a super grocery store, and the guy saw me, and he waved over to me, and he said, what kind do you want? And he was unpacking the package. He goes, I have a couple left, and so he said, they're yours. And he said, we're done. And that was it. I got the last beef in the whole place in a huge metropolitan area.
That's amazing. When did Target get a grocery store?
Yeah, they've had it for a while, dummy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my.
The burgers were delicious, though. We haven't had burgers in a long time. We're slimming down.
That's true. So we're not overly, you know, we're trying to eat sensibly. That's what we're doing. And so you're right. We hadn't had burgers, and I just made little mini ones. And I'm sure everybody's like, whatever, lady, I'm bored by that conversation. But I was telling the conversation about getting the meat. All right, so here's something that you can do. Movies are a big escape for me. I like movies. You like movies. We like all kinds of movies, and they've got 10 new movies that you can stream at home that, you know, now the theaters are going to try to put them right out because they know you can't go to the theaters. So you just pay for your ticket and you can watch certain movies that are coming out. One is Blow the Man Down. Hooking Up is another one. Human Capital, Resistance, you know, these different ones that are coming out in a couple of weeks that we saw advertised in the theater. The Other Lamb, Trolls World Tour, The Quarry, this is into April. So I think that's so smart. Finally, they thought of something smart. If I was sitting at that table, I'd say we're getting crushed by streaming. So, duh, take your movie, figure out a way, help somebody, they split the cost, and stream it and just buy your tickets that way.
Yeah, they already had the distribution system in place, so it was brilliant. It was a no-brainer, but it was brilliant.
And probably the one, you know, I mean, we are cinephiles. That means, like, a cinephile means, it sounds so bad, that we like to go to the movies and we're cinephiles, honey. Cinephiles! Because we like to go to movies. It is. It's your mental escape and mine. I mean, I think we escape from things that way. So, they're often not great, but this one could be good. Human Capital. It's about, you know, Liev Schreiber's in it. He's a real estate agent. And then Maya Hawke is his teenage daughter. Peter Sarsgaard and Marissa Tomei are also in it. And I don't know. It looks like it could be interesting.
Yeah. We like most movies that Liev Schreiber's in. So, and Peter Sarsgaard, Marissa Tomei, they're all solid actors, and they're going to choose good roles, so.
Yeah. I think what we really need, though, is laughter. And I'm going to bring back the joke-a-day thing. So if you think up some jokes, and when you come on Manshore, I'll let you have sort of a little bit of a moment or two of an open mic. You could practice right now. Do you have anything off the top of your head?
You'll let me?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet.
Do you have anything at the top of your head, right off the top of your head right now?
The only joke I ever have off the top of my head is, why did the horse walk into the bar? No, I didn't even get that right. See, that's how bad it is. Everybody knows this
joke
already.
Hello, I know this one. A horse walks into the bar, and the bartender says to him, why the long face?
See, I didn't even get that one right. I got to start practicing.
I'm not good either. I'm better at the other types of jokes, the riff storytelling jokes, that kind of thing. All right, a couple of other things. We're seeing that board games are coming back. So because families are together, they're playing games, and you know we have a whole bunch of games, but we haven't played any of the games lately. But we Dummy Rummy, I think, is what we would play.
Yeah, because all of our other board games, half the pieces are missing.
Why? Did you throw them on the floor?
No, I was just joking around.
I'll tell you what game I do like. I like, and we could actually play this, and all of you could play this game as well. I like, I can't even think of it now.
Twister? You were thinking of Twister, weren't you?
No, it begins with an S.
Weren't you?
There's letters in it. There's letters in it, and it begins with an S. Do you know what it is?
Scrabble.
I like Scrabble because then we can argue over words that you make up that really aren't words and you want to demand that it is a word.
Scrabble, dabble, dabble on the microphone, babble.
All right, so this is no babbling. This is true. What did you make of Tom Brady? He says adios to the Patriots, just kind of does this rambling thing on Twitter, and now he's Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback. Wow.
I couldn't believe he went to Tampa Bay. I thought for sure, like your prediction, he was going to go to the Las Vegas Raiders because that's the new hot thing in Vegas and Brady. It would have been a perfect ending for him to go out on, but you gave me the inside info that his mother now lives in Florida, although he's a native Californian, and his mother wanted it to be him to be near for his final season, if that's going to be his final season.
Oh, I don't think it's going to be his final season. I think he has many seasons left, and they're thinking that, too. He agreed to sign with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's it. Giselle actually reflected more on the past 10 years that they've been in New England. She says she's going to miss Boston with her family making this new move, but it's a new stage in his life, and I think being with Bruce Arians is going to be way different than being with Bill Belichick. So, I mean, hey, you only go around once. He's got 6 rings. Why not? Boom. Something different, something new. And if you're in Tampa Bay, which we have family and friends in Tampa, they've gone crazy. I mean, they're just betting they're going to win the Super Bowl, and I just want to caution everyone, one player cannot completely make a Super Bowl team, although a great quarterback is the glue and makes a very, very big difference.
A great quarterback like Tom Brady can inspire ordinary players to play great.
Right, and that's the brilliance of Tom Brady. The brilliance of Brady is that he can make a difference in the teammates around him because he knows how to rally his teammates. He's been there, done that. They all want to win. In fact, I'm going to probably be talking about that. I'm going to be on a show, One America News Network. I'm going to be on that show tomorrow at 3:30 Eastern. So you can look at your local listings, pop it on, and you'll see me. And I'll be talking about COVID-19 and how it is affecting sports. And by the way, it also streams on clodtv.com.
Cloudtv.com with a K.
Oh, cloud. So I said clo. Cloud. It's clowdtv.com. Thanks, Manchur.
You're very welcome.
Hang with us.
The Hebel OT Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down the Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Plus, take your calls, 855-266-5283. Let's go to Pete in the great state of Texas. Hey, Pete, thanks for hanging through. What's up?
Oh, here we go. Oh, man. Do you know in 9 months we're going to have all these little coronials beating around the next generation?
We are. We are. You're absolutely right. People that are bored that have to look at their spouse and then look what happens. Yeah.
And then you're gonna. How do you get a haircut?
Do you
go to?
I don't
barber?
Know. You know.
Oh no. And then I live on a lake. And, you know, the crappie are starting to bite. So that's a good thing. I'm just
that
trying to come up with ideas. Everybody ought to go fishing. Everybody just get outside and hang out. Don't get near each other. But just go hang out. Go do something outside. And that'll get you,
boy,
get
I said...
you some vitamin D. Get you some vitamin D. Get that sunshine on you. You know, and relax. Chill out. Calm down. That's what I'm doing.
I love it. I love it. We need to get you a shirt that says, crappy, chill out. That's what it equals. I love your suggestion. I like fishing. You're right. It's relaxing. So good for you that you're there on a lake. That's exactly what I do. Drop a line, have fun, and, this is life.
Drink a Corona. Drink a Corona. Drink a Corona.
I just got some today.
Attaboy, girl. Attaboy, girl. That's good.
I really did. That's my favorite. I got some today. And that's the first thing Paulie said. He said, oh, you got the Corona when you went out. I said, yeah. I love it. I love your ideas. I love your ideas, Pete. You're right. I mean, again, it may be the end of the world as we knew it before, but there are plenty of things to be grateful for, and you got to look at those silver linings.
I've been living like this for about 15 years, and y'all are finally going to catch up. It's a good life. Y'all will enjoy it. You really will. But
I love it.
Y'all take care out there in the wide, big world. Get outside and get some sunshine. Hell,
all right, so what? Wise words from Pete. Pete, thanks. Coming out of the bunker to tell us this is it. The simple life is the thing. What about living a simple life instead of making it so bloody complicated? Somebody else said something similar to Pete to me today. Somebody in New York said, you know, I have a feeling that this is a sign from above that we need to slow the H down and that this is the thing, to look around, to breathe in life, because we're not doing it. We have our faces in our phones, we're shooting pictures, selfies of what our life is, and what would it be like to just sort of live, breathe, and take it all in and go back to something much, much simpler. Well, people are finding what it's like to be with their loved ones for a longer period of time, and that's why the cabin fever is kicking in for so many, because they're not used to having everybody underfoot, whether it's, you know, children, the rest of their family, whatever it might be. No matter the size of a house, I suppose, unless you live in just a giant mansion, there is going to be some of that. Here's what I say, because we have authors on this show all the time. Everybody knows that's my thing anyway. My dad, who died, you know, right when I was 8, he was a writer, and I knew him a little, but what's cool for me is to go back and read what he wrote, and I have all of that. And I like to read, and that's like the house I grew up in. You know, you would, once a year they had the big shindig at the library, and they had the Scholastic books out, and you could pick a bunch of books, and it was my favorite time. And guess what? A lot of those novels and cool stories that I don't have time for, now can I find time for that like the rest of you, carve out some time to actually read? And again, this is why that's one of my pushes about authors, because I think everybody has a story anyway, whether it's one that's incredibly inventive in their mind, whether it's one that's useful, or something that's just absolutely spectacular. Who knows? You know, there's all kinds of different stories, certainly, in the mix. All right, mailbag. This one is from Mac, who says, hi, Kate. I feel like I'm being a nuisance emailing you constantly, but I wondered if, because I have a cousin that lives in Salt Lake City, if you knew anything about that earthquake. They said they had an earthquake today. Yeah, and it was 5.7. A bunch of people I know in Utah were posting pictures about that. It knocked out power. It shook up some buildings. There was homes that lost electricity, like 73,000 homes lost their electricity. You had the international airport stopped down for a while. The control tower and concourses were evacuated. And you saw that some buildings were actually affected by, or parts of the building actually had crumbled. And then there were people in Colorado and Idaho and Wyoming and Nevada even saying, yeah, we felt a little bit of a rattler. And that earthquake hit early in the morning. So some people were up or getting up 7 o'clock in the morning. And since I felt one of these things, it was not 5.7, it was a little bit more than that, but I wasn't close to the epicenter. They said their homes were shaking for 10 to 15 seconds. It is very strange when you go through that. Thanks for pointing that out. That was that. I think that was another story that kind of lost because of COVID-19 and what we're, you know, what we're always talking about. All right, and then this one is from Brad. Kate, I heard you talking about taxes. Is it true about delaying the tax payments for a couple of months or so? Yeah, the IRS is going to delay the April 15th payment. So if you have to pay, you'll get 90 days. I mean, you still file the taxes, but everything that you would owe, the penalties, all that other kind of stuff, you can defer it for 90 days. So that's good. I mean, if you're getting a refund, of course you want that. So you want to file and get the refund. But otherwise, yeah, take advantage of that because that gives you a little bit of a time to breathe because you may be losing business in the interim. So many people are losing jobs and losing business. It's crippling to small business, which is why it's great that there's loans that are being made available and other ways for people to figure out how can I stretch this and make this work for the next 6 months or more. It's just that question mark. We don't know how long it's going to be. And by the way, we had this from Jack who says, what's going on with the markets? And the markets are like a roller coaster, but mostly the roller coaster is going down and it's not dipping back up because of what we're seeing. So the Dow lost nearly all of its gains so far. Investors are retreating. They fear this economic damage from the pandemic. So once again, the Dow tumbles again and again and again. So the stocks collapsed on Wednesday, more than 1,300 points. And, you know, it's the first time the blue chip average, they call it, so the big companies, has closed below 20,000 since February 2nd, 2017. So most all the gains since the president was inaugurated have been wiped out. And, of course, global markets, it's completely volatile in the last couple of weeks. And now we see other things that would affect it, you know, transportation chaos and economies in trouble, the border between Canada and the U.S. closing for non-essential travel, and that affects a lot, where you would see people going back and forth a lot more. It's all starting to settle in, the reality, and it definitely hurts small businesses, which I'm such a huge advocate and a small business owner. So I'm a huge advocate for small businesses and for all the people put to work by a small business. The music means I got to get off the stage. Thanks to you, and that tall guy in the back, Pete, too. You can always hit me up, katedelaneyradio.com. Mahalo, everybody.
In Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen.
2, 3, and 2, 4 go back to last
Tuesday. Pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.